4:30 in the morning here in the Capitol Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. More casualties in the latest Saudi airstrikes on Yemen. The fresh raids of targeted areas in the capital Sana'a and the northern province of Sa'dah. Nearly 40 civilians were killed and hundreds of others wounded after Saudi warplanes targeted an army's weapons depot controlled by the Ansarullah in the west of Sana'a. The warplanes also carried out 3 strikes on Hamdan district in the Yemeni capital. A woman and a child were killed and some others injured as Saudi air raids targeted residential areas in Sa'dah province. Earlier in the day, airstrikes hit several more locations, including the southern city of Ibb. Saudi Arabia has been bombing Yemen since March the 26th. At least 2,700 Yemenis have been killed, with civilians making up most of the casualties. Yemeni medics are calling for blood donations amid rapidly rising casualties. Let's speak to our correspondent Yusuf Mowry, who now joins us via Skype from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Now, Yusuf, it seems that the intensity of these bombings have increased over the past hours. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, Kaniz, and they will continue to increase, according to Saudi officials. I don't think Saudi officials or the coalition forces are taking into consideration how many innocent lives are being lost, and in such gruesome ways. The weapons depot, which was targeted today, it is actually Fajatan is a residential settlement. Hundreds of families are living in that settlement and are in very close proximity of the area which was targeted. As you can see, there's been many videos uploaded on social media which shows families screaming in terror and videotaping the actual airstrike and running for cover. Some of them were not so lucky. 40 people were killed. Those who were injured, they suffered severe injuries. They say that due to the impact of the explosion, rocks were catapulted and hurled on top of entire families. Many of them suffered a fractured skull. I was at the hospital earlier, where some of the injured have been rushed to, and there was this little kid. He was about 12 years old. He actually jumped out of his window 3 floors down because he was so terrified that he entered a state of delusion. And because of the heavy explosion, he was frightened and scared, and he jumped out of the window out of fear, and he broke both of his arms. So this is just to highlight the horrific nature of these strikes, especially on the innocent children. And innocent children and women are making up perhaps most of the casualties.
All right, that's Press TV's Yusuf Mowry. They're reporting from Sana'a via Skype. Yusuf, keep us updated and keep safe. Well, also joining us now from New York is the founder of StopImperialism.com, Eric Dreitzer, and he joins us via Skype. Mr. Dreitzer, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. And as you just heard our correspondent, the stories coming out of Yemen are truly heartbreaking and harrowing. However, it seems these airstrikes are not just going to continue, but they're going to increase in intensity.
That's absolutely right. And part of the reason is because the Saudi-led coalition, which is backed by the United States, has not achieved the ultimate objectives that it's setting out to do, which is basically to create space for reinstalling its puppet regime led by former President Hadi. And the Saudis understand that despite the fact that they are continuing these airstrikes, the Houthis, as well as the Saleh forces with whom they're allied, and some of these other factions, they're not really going anywhere. And although some of the infrastructure is being depleted, the military capabilities of the of that coalition are not really being depleted. And so on the one hand, the Saudis want to continue a bombing campaign, knowing that it's really not successful. On the other hand, we have all of these heartbreaking stories about the humanitarian situation. And so we really have to kind of maintain a balance between those two.
Right. Now, Mr. Dreitzer, just earlier yesterday, we heard the leader of the Ansarullah movement, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, say that for every airstrike that targets civilians, women and children, the U.S. is equally responsible because it is, in fact, guiding and showing the targets to the Saudis to bombard. Do you see it that way, too?
That's absolutely correct. And really, it's an objective fact. It's not even really opinion, because remember that the United States has been on the ground in Yemen for years, at least back to 2009, and especially since 2011 with the ouster of former President Saleh and the introduction of Hadi. The CIA and military intelligence have been deeply embedded in Yemen, in ostensibly fighting against Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. They're the ones who are providing a lot of the logistical support, the targeting information, and so forth. And so when the Saudi coalition, nominally led by the Saudis, although even that's somewhat disputable, when they are bombing targets, be it infrastructure, schools, hospitals, roads, the electrical grid, what have you, it is, of course, with the not only tacit but overt support of the United States. And of course, the recent developments, the news coming out from the Associated Press that the United States is sending more warships off the coast of Yemen, ostensibly to stop Iranian weapons shipments, which they've provided no evidence are really happening. This is escalating the conflict. And of course, part of the reason is because the United States desperately needs to legitimize the Saudi-led coalition. They know that the Saudis don't have a UN Security Council resolution. They understand perfectly that the war that's being waged against Yemen is an illegal war. And so the U.S. is desperately trying to prop up a narrative in which they can justify this war as if it is to counter Iranian aggression, which is, of course, a complete inversion of reality.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Eric Dratzer, the founder of StopImperialism.com, joining us via Skype from New York. It's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV, sir.
Thank you.